Thing. Roach, I believe a little apology is about to be.
I wouldn't apologise for this, but...
Hang on.
So, as I said, the scouting notes. Now, why Josh Money would do this, he's gone through the A team for match simulation, then he puts B.
Can you just explain what you're talking about?
Well, we're talking about Matt Crouch, and would he play this week, come back from suspension? He then puts B, Pedler, Crouch, Hamill, notable Bs. Well, why would you put B?
No, Trav, can you just explain? I got Trav to check it. He's read it once.
Just
read
clarifying.
Yep.
So we've got a Josh Money post that is the team order in how you'd see it listed on the paper. So and at the bottom it says B, Pedler, Crouch, Hamill, as in bench. Yep. And then you've got under that notable Bs, Dowling, Curtin, Butts, Scholl, Schonberg.
Well, no. I saw B, notable Bs. No. And go, well, why would you put B? You put INT bench, not B.
Roach, just own it. You stuffed it up.
I'm not owning that.
Trav read it once and he understood what it said. And now you've got all the Crow supporters thinking that I want Nixie sacked because it would have been ridiculous.
That's a good quote.
Well,
it's a good quote.
Well, because there's no way in the world. When he got suspended for a week.
Would you put B?
Let it go.
Would you put B there?
You stuffed it up. All right, let's go around the grounds now. Tonight, big game, Roach.
Yes.
You idiot. Melbourne versus Richmond. Crouch will be playing for Adelaide. All right. Sorry for the false alarm, everyone. Right, tonight's
got you up and about.
Well.
No, Melbourne. They get Cozzy Pickett back from suspension, but Ben Brown falls out of the forward lineup. Mm. Richmond, as we told you yesterday, get Hopper and Grimes back, and they've also added the ruckman Sam Naismith.
Yeah, two ruckmen.
Mm.
Interesting.
Interesting.
We'll get onto that.
Zach
Butters was on
troops too.
Yeah. Sorry?
They are short of troops, Richmond.
I know. They've got a lot of injuries. They'll have a crack, though. They played some good footy this year. They've been a little bit unlucky. All right, let's go through what took place last night and today.
Yes.
We'll go to last night's tribunal hearings, Roach. Betting 1,000 there I was. Doesn't mean I'm right.
Well, this becomes interesting for the messages that come out of AFL House again, because Hogan gets off for a moment off the ball. Toby Green gets one game for a moment that is part of his football actions. What message is that?
Well,
particularly when they've been saying we'll take a very dim view of this stuff that's happening off the ball.
Off the ball.
But Toby Green is in an act of the game.
Yeah, I understand that. I thought Hogan had to get off. Unless they really tidy up the rules and they make it crystal clear that you can't touch anyone, whether it be the body. We saw Scott Pendlebury slap, who was it?
And he got a game.
No, he didn't. He got nothing. He got nothing. Hit him right in the guts. I'm trying to think who it was. Someone will text. I thought it made sense. Like, how much do we want to sanitise the game? It wasn't a punch to the head. He flung an arm to the midfield.
Pendlebury got fined. He got found. He took the fine.
He got, yeah.
Yeah.
This came off his forearm and glanced him on the face.
Mm.
Right, we're going to have villains. We're going to have good guys.
But what message is there when you're dealing with a suspension for a football act? No penalty for something that's off the
ball. But that's what they're saying now. That's not a football act. You either have to realise you're not going to get there in time.
Well, good luck with that when you're in mid-air.
Yeah, well, if you misjudge it, then you have to commit to the ball and not turn the body.
And you think that's going to be safe too, do you?
I don't think it is, but that's what at least they're getting consistency with it. You can't have Peter Wright getting four and Green getting off. I didn't want Green to get any games, but I thought it had to go that way. The one I am concerned about, everyone's up and about. Let's listen to Robbo on the Hogan one.
If he's not going to get suspended, he should get a fine. When can you throw a jab at a player, connect with him, and they say, oh, no, you didn't hit him too hard? Come on, AFL. Come on, tribunal. I think the tribunal this year, Jared, has really let footy down. And I don't say that flippantly. I said that last week. I'm staggered by that decision.
I thought it was the right decision. Maybe I'll live in another world.
But it does send a strange message about
how sanitised do you want the game?
Well, no, but if you look at
Toby... There's going to be no body contact soon, Roach.
But which one have they told us more and more they're taking a dim view of? Stuff off the ball. And they've just let this one roll through.
But there wasn't much in it. Does it really deserve a game?
Well, it deserves some sort of
fine. I would have been happy if it was a fine. Didn't deserve a game. That's in my humble anyway. We'll agree to disagree there. Hey, people.
And then the tribunal sat again today.
I know. Just quickly before we get to that, a stack of people jumping in now. We've got our nearest a pin. It's worth over $1,000. Your chance to go to LIV Golf on Sunday at the Shark Shack watering hole, all thanks to Ned Whiskey. All you have to do is tell us who wins tomorrow's Anzac Day game between Collingwood and Essendon and by how much, and then the tiebreaker question, who wins the Anzac Day medal? Like text coming through here, Collingwood 36, Johnny Noble to win the Anzac Day medal. Well,
that would be something, considering the number of times he's had to miss the big games.
I know, staggering. Another one, Collingwood 17 points, Darcy Moore to win the medal. Ah. Did you get your medal winner?
I was looking at their lineup or possible lineup.
Well, come on, you've had 11 minutes.
How's Lockie Schultz
going? You pick him if you want, you won't win.
No? You're going to have a breakout game one day?
No.
You don't think?
That's a shocking one.
No, I'm just looking. We'll ask you, how is he going? Because he had a pre-season where he was lighting it up.
Kicked 2-2 last week. They were Joe the Gooses. You put him down, though. All right, let's jump into it. What's happened with Tom Barrass?
Well, he's a good guy, good bloke. Does a lot of community work. he's brought in some wonderful character references, but in the end, the tribunal found that his moment with Michael Walters in what we would consider now as part of the dump tackling that's going on should be met with a one-match suspension. He's out.
As I said, I'm on another planet. When are they going to wake up themselves? His left arm was free, had the ball underneath it. If he wants to protect himself, drop the ball. He used the ball as a cushion to impact the fall anyway and put his head on it. It's going to be a non-contact sport soon. We will hear from Nick Riewoldt on that. He's livid, Rooch. Livid.
Good.
All right.
There are people who are enraged, are there?
They are. It's 3:21.
Sack the tribunal. Start this all over again.
All they do need to, I think. Yeah. They're all over the shop. They're making rules on the run.
You've got three different people coming in every week. What do you expect?
Let's hear from Joel Selwood on the Toby Green incident.
Yeah, I don't think it was unreasonable what Toby did in this circumstance. And I think that's what it should have been braided down to, I think, from careless. Yeah, it obviously wasn't. And, I mean, it's disappointing that he's having to sit out a week.
All right. Trent Cotchin.
And you see how early Toby did leave the ground in that instance. It does make it hard. And I suppose the thing for me is you don't want players second-guessing themselves in a contest that should just be a contest. And there's obviously risk in every contest that you go into, but that's where it becomes a little bit iffy for me.
The only reason I can live with that one is there was a dash of consistency there. It's not four games like Peter Wright.
No.
But the impact was low. But basically they're saying, put your arms out, complete the mark, or abort altogether.